everybody. My name is Blaine Gilmer. Thank you for joining Recruiting Every Second, a podcast on the Believe Podcast Network that covers everything SEC football recruiting related from all angles. And on this show, guys who have multiple SEC offers that are really getting recruited hard by the schools down here in the Southeast, we'd love to bring them on and kind of pick their brains on their recruitment. And man, do we have a special one for you here. I have 2023 linebacker Jaden Osbury.
Already rated a five-star in the class of 2023, Jaden Osbury is considered one of the closest things to a surefire bet as you can get. And if you, speaking of bets, if you have a surefire bet, then you can go to Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website BetOnlineAG and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks expert. So those guys are presenting the show today. I want to thank them for the ad over there. So BetOnlineAG is where you can get all of your, like I said, news, scores, everything that goes on if that's what you're so inclined to do. So check out those guys over at BetOnlineAG. But speaking of that surefire bet, Jaden Osbury, and now we have that interview with him right now.
Jaden, thanks for joining us, man.
Yes, sir. No problem. No problem.
How's life treating you right now?
It's treating me good. You know, just up to football and school. That's about it.
And a recruitment that is taking off like a rocket right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, just offers coming out like crazy. Yeah, Georgia, Texas A&M, all those kind of schools that are coming out of the woodwork here lately. What's it like as a 2023 guy going into your junior year here, having come out of all this COVID mess and all this kind of stuff? What's it like, you know, just with everything going on for you right now?
You know, in the beginning, it was a little crazy because I wasn't really used to quarantining and all that, and wearing a mask and all stuff like that. But, you know, now I've kind of adapted and adjusted to it. And, you know, all the offers that have came in, it's just a real blessing and honor. I wasn't really expecting to get all these types of different offers after this season. I knew I was going to be, like, good. I knew my film was going to come out good, but I didn't expect all of this. And, you know, it's been a real blessing and honor from God.
Great. That's great, man. So we're here with Jaden Osbury. If you're following along on the YouTube channel, you can see the crawler at the bottom that has all his information. If you're on listening via audio, you can follow Jaden using at Osbury. That's AUSBERRY, Jaden, JAIDEN on Twitter. And he's a 2023 linebacker out of University Lab High School, one of the more uniquely located high schools in the country, I would say there, Jaden, right in the heart of the LSU kind of campus there. What's that like, man, just going to school at University Lab right there in the backyard of the Tigers?
You know, I go on the campus about every day because, you know, the school is right there. And, you know, a lot of people want me to come here, and, like, I've really grown up on the campus my whole life, but we'll just have to wait and see.
100%. So 2020 year for you guys, 9-2 record, third round of the playoffs. You know, just as a team, man, yeah, coming up short that deep in the playoffs, you got to sting a little bit. But what's the outlook for University Lab and you guys going forward in 2021?
You know, right now we're in spring practice, and I honestly think that we're looking pretty well. You know, defense is coming back strong again. Offense is coming back strong. Everybody's just getting on the same page right now because, you know, we have some guys coming back from baseball. So everybody's just trying to get back in that same chemistry. And I think we should have a really good season this year.
And as you know, personally, as you get ready for this season, what are some things, and we'll get into, you know, your skill set and your recruitment here in just a minute, but what are some things that you're personally kind of wanting to work on, you think, as you get ready for this 2021 football season?
Although I'm fast, I want to get down to like a 4.4, 4.3. I want to be like fast. So I feel like that's my biggest strength. You know, I like to get a little bit bigger. Right now I'm at about 6'2", 200. I like to get to about 205, 210 by the beginning of the season. And, you know, yeah, those are just some goals for me right now.
Now, you know, when you watch your film, of course, the speed does stand out. 4.4 guy, you're sideline to sideline. They use you well on blitzes. I mean, you can get to the quarterback even from a, you know, inside linebacker position. You get to the quarterback quite well, and then of course you break on the ball well in zone coverage. One thing I was kind of mentioned to you, I haven't seen a whole lot of film out of that. I know colleges are going to want to see, whether it's, you know, through some of your 7-on-7 stuff, or maybe this year is some man coverage stuff out of you. You see linebackers having to cover running backs and tight ends, you know, routinely now in man coverage in this high octane offenses that are out there. And, you know, how confident are you that when asked that you'll be able to lock up guys in man coverage? And is that something that you're going to have an opportunity to work on here going into this year?
You know, I'm real confident in my man-to-man coverage because, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but this summer I was actually playing a little bit of corner, and I actually trained with the cornerback coach too just to work on that, because now the game is changing. Like, you can't just be a tackle inside linebacker. You have to be able to guard those small, speedy, fast guys. And, you know, I play 7-on-7, and that's really helped me with that, guarding those small 4-4, 5-8, 5-9 type of dudes. So, you know, I think I'm really good at that.
100%, man. 7-on-7, definitely good for that. So, I think, you know, very well you should be considered a 3-down linebacker, a guy that can play on those passing downs as well. Are there any linebackers, whether it's in college or in the league, that you kind of pattern your game after, guys that you aspire to play in a similar fashion as?
You know, I really want to be like Devin White because, as everybody knows, he ran a 4.42 at the combine, and he's really big, strong, fast. And I think I kind of model my game after him.
100%. I can see that a lot there with the former LSU Tiger, now Super Bowl champion with the Tampa Bay Bucks here recently. But I wanted to remind everybody, you're listening to this interview with Jaden Osbury on the Recruiting Every Second podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. You can follow the show using @recruiting_SEC. You can follow Jaden @OsburyJaden. That's Jaden, J-I-D-E-N. So make sure to give him a follow, guys. And now, Jaden, let's get into that recruitment a little bit. You have 9 SEC offers. Of course, you got offers from other people, you know, Ohio State, Notre Dame, all those kind of places that you're looking into. But SEC-wise, what we're focusing here on Recruiting Every Second, and Mississippi State, LSU, South Carolina, Florida, Arkansas, Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas A&M. We talked about how crazy it was earlier, you know, in terms of keeping up with everything. But just to have 9 of the 14 SEC teams offer you before your junior year, how does that hit you when you think about it sometimes?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, especially last week, because, you know, I got 4 SEC offers in the span of 2 days, which I wasn't expecting at all. You know, it just came out of nowhere. And, you know, it's like a real blessing to get 9 SEC offers in the toughest conference in college football. As only a sophomore, you know, I still have 2 more full seasons of football. So, you know, it's just a real blessing.
Now, in terms of visits, one of the visits, the first one you have is Florida on June 1st. Of course, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama, Texas, all these schools are going to get visits from you. What are you going to be looking for when you start hitting these visits this summer? I know you've even got some more you're going to try to get to and get scheduled on different dates, but just in general, what's going to be important to you as you go forward and go to these visits?
The most important thing to me is going to be how I interact with the coaches and if I get a good vibe from them. And I also want to see what their football programs like the culture, how things work and all that. And I would like to look at the campus and just look around and see how it feels to actually be there in person.
Now, in terms of being where you're at in the backyard of LSU, we talked about earlier, a lot of people wanting you to already talking you up, wanting you to go to LSU. How difficult is it going to be to pull you out of Baton Rouge there? I mean, I know you've probably come to love it. You know, the tradition there, you look up Devin White. Just realistically, man, is it going to be a tough sell to get you to move out of Baton Rouge and not become a Tiger one day?
I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, I don't really give any hints to anybody, but we just have to wait.
I got you. Now, a big thing that's coming forward down the pipe with guys like yourself, especially in your class, that are really probably be in full effect for is name, image, and likeness, that NIL policies that are coming around. You know, I used to talk to recruits a couple years ago, and they, you know, I knew it was kind of coming, but they would say, no, nobody ever talks to us about it. Is that firmly in conversations now when you're talking to coaches, when they're talking about name, image, and likeness, and kind of how they can help market you and your personal brand?
You know, I don't really talk about it a lot with coaches, but personally, I think that it should happen because, I mean, football players bring in these money to these big universities every year, especially big programs who win all the time. And if people are buying their jerseys and all this and getting autographs, and they should get something in repay. I think it's just fair.
Absolutely. Well, it seems like it's only a matter of time now. I know the state that I live in here in Georgia, they just signed it into law. There's several other states that are signing it into law. So the NCAA is going to have to do something about that here soon. Also, another topic I want to talk to you about was the NFL draft. It's just come and gone. You know, you see schools, you're going to visit Alabama and Ohio State. You're visiting both. They each put 10 prospects in the league this year. Georgia, who you have an offer from at 9. Notre Dame had 9 that you're also visiting. So how closely did you pay attention to the NFL draft this year and kind of the number of prospects that they put out?
You know, I really watched that because when it's all said and done, it's not about where you start, it's about where you finish. And one day I want to be walking across that stage in the first round, going to an NFL team, making millions. So I really look at what colleges produce the most draft picks. And that really plays a big factor in the recruitment.
Now that you're kind of getting all these offers and you're getting to go on visits and it's starting to become real here in this junior year is almost like the money year in recruiting. You know, it's kind of where you make or break it. Is it going to change how you watch football games this fall in the SEC? Like, okay, how are they using their inside linebackers? What are they doing? What kind of schemes are you kind of a film junkie, a guy that likes to break down stuff? Just talk to me about you as kind of watching these teams play now going forward.
Yeah, as I go forward in the recruitment, I'm gonna really look at different teams and how like the linebackers play. Like, do they play inside all the time? Do they go outside and guard? But you know, I mean, I can play both, but I'm gonna really look at like how they play and which would really fit for me in the best way.
Now, when we're talking about, you know, timelines and decisions, I know you're just now getting into everything, but are you a guy who is dead set that you want to set yourself up education wise to where you can graduate early, be an early enrollee? Is that kind of already a process that you've thought about?
Yes, I have thought about that, but I think the school that I go to, I don't think you can graduate in December, but I mean, I can try and work something out. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, talk to that guidance counselor. See what's going on with that. No, but definitely, man, you got a bright future, a lot of stuff going your way. But, you know, it's not just all about football. Like you said, connections and everything like that. So would love to know a little bit about Jaden Osbury as a person, man. You know, what are some of your interests when you're not grinding, trying to get better for football, stuff like that? What are some of your interests away from the sport?
I just like to spend time with my family and friends. You know, I'm not a real going out guy. I'm not always partying. I'm usually at home just chilling, playing video games, or I just go play basketball, pick up games with my friends at the park, something like that.
Big basketball fan?
Yeah, I actually played varsity basketball this year. I'm really good at it, but I'm not going to play again after this year because I'm trying to focus on football more.
All right. So the classic question that you got to get asked if you get into basketball here, you're talking basketball, LeBron or Michael Jordan? Who's the GOAT? Who's the best?
Michael Jordan.
My man, Jaden Osbury, an old soul here, folks. He's not being misguided by his generation here. He's going with Michael Jordan, so I like that. No, and you talked about video games. What video games you like to hit up, man?
Madden, MLB The Show, and I like to play some Call of Duty.
I can respect that. I like the MLB game. That's good. And Call of Duty, that's always great. Now, education-wise, man, if you're going into these schools, you know, is there a particular, some guys know from the time they're 10 years old, I want to go study this and I want to do that. Do you have a particular major or topic that you would like to learn more about in college?
Yes, I like to major in either business or finance because after I finished playing in the league, I've always wanted to either go on Wall Street, invest in stocks or something like that, or own my own business because I'm really like a good mathematician. So I really think I can be good at something like that.
There you go. Listen, you may end up, who knows, he may end up getting a master's degree, doctor. We call him, you know, Dr. Payne or something because he brings the lumber when he hits it. Jaden Osbury, definitely a linebacker in the 2023 class, folks, that you want to keep up with. University Lab High School there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Although he says that is not guaranteed to make him an LSU Tiger as much as a lot of people like to point that out. Jaden, thank you so much, man, and just really looking forward to keeping up with your recruitment and see how things go.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, guys. That is our interview with Jaden Osbury. Again, you can follow him using at Osbury Jaden on Twitter. You can follow the show at recruiting_SEC on Twitter. This is Recruiting Every Second, a Believe Podcast Network show
that is presented by BetOnline AG.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.